Hello, this is Peter Jones, and welcome to the First Peoples podcast. Since I made the pilot a few weeks back now, I've had several requests, and this is the First Peoples podcast where I'll read requests for your loved ones that you can't perhaps visit at this moment in time, and your dedication. So I'll start off with no more ado with Marie Noblet. Now, Marie has texted me to say she'd like to hear Beautiful Noise by Neil Diamond, and this is dedicated to all of the people who have been in lockdown for the past several weeks, not going beyond the front door. She says there'll eventually be an end to all this, and hope this song helps you all. And she also gives a special thanks to all the key workers who are keeping us going at this time, and I think we all echo that one. So here's the first song, Beautiful Noise by Neil Diamond. Beautiful Noise by Neil Diamond, a great song, and we all need a little bit of Neil Diamond in our lives, don't we, from time to time. Right, my next request is from Tracy Simmons, who is the actual owner of Acorn Community News in Accrington, and she would like me to send this dedication to all the people, all the community of Hindburn, those who were self-isolating, the ones who were on the front line helping us, the ones who were going out bringing groceries for us all the people of Hindburn. This is for you. And she's chosen the classic Vera Lynn song, but it's the new version with Vera Lynn and Catherine Jenkins, We'll Meet Again.
We'll say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you
far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know, tell them you won't be long.
They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
That was We'll Meet Again by Catherine Jenkins, featuring Dame Vera Lynn, who is now 103 years old, let me tell you, and still going strong. She was known as the Forces' sweetheart, so she's lived through the Second World War, and maybe she has a bit more idea, you know, of how to deal with it than we who haven't, and we who have, because this coronavirus is being compared to Second World War in that it's so dangerous and it's reuniting people, but bringing them closer together by sort of keeping them apart in a way, I suppose. And let's hope that we get to the bottom of it before it kills more of our citizens, because it's a terrible, terrible thing. And I think that's probably a good choice by Tracy, because it is like, you know, when will we meet again? And hopefully it won't be too long. Well, thank you for that. Now, my next request is for Amanda Lacey. Now, Amanda is in Australia, actually, and but she comes from England. Well, she's actually my daughter, to be honest. And Amanda has requested a song reminiscent of all these John Sterling holidays that we all used to go on, and all the Sterlings will remember these, I'm sure, as I do very well. And she's chosen for this event UB40 singing Red Red Wine.
Makes me forget.
That was Red Red Wine by UB40. And incidentally, connection to the first song we played, because Neil Diamond wrote that one, so you can't keep a good singer-songwriter down, can you? Anyway, the next request comes from Judith Addison. And Judith says, "Hi Peter, hope you're okay. I've been thinking about the dedication of a record to my younger sister for your podcast. My sister's name is Linda Phillips, her husband is John. She's a nurse, a sister actually, on the critical care unit at Royal Preston Hospital, so looks after very sick people, victims of road and traffic accidents, etc. I would like to thank Linda and her friends and colleagues for continuing to work, even putting their own lives at risk during this coronavirus period. I hope they keep safe and well, and would like to dedicate this record to them. I'm not really familiar with her choice in music because she's a lot younger than me, over 13 years actually, so I decided yesterday to look up what record was number one in the UK charts when she was born on 15th of September 1962. Although it's by Elvis Presley, I didn't know the song, but I hope she likes it. It was number one for 3 weeks running at the time and is called She's Not You." So here we go, Linda and John with She's Not You.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything. Almost feels same. I gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do, and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not. Just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I've gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do, and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
That was She's Not You by Elvis Presley. I actually remember that quite fondly, but I also remember that he had bigger hits than that in the 60s too. He was actually very prolific in the 60s, wasn't he? Okay, now the next request is for Maeve Fagan. Now Maeve is a member of Lancashire Authors Association and used to be our secretary until recently, and she has requested a song for her friend Brian Foster, who incidentally was also on the Lancashire Authors Committee until recently. He was our librarian, and a very good one he was. The song Maeve has requested is When All Is Said and Done by ABBA. And she says about the song, "I love ABBA's music, but there's a line in this song that just reminds me of Brian. He has had so much illness over the 35 years I've known him, but he never gives up. Even now he's talking about when he feels fit he would like to go for a day out to Llandudno. The line is, when you're down and lying on the floor, how you rise, shake your head, get up and ask for more." So this is for Brian, specially from Maeve, and it's called When All Is Said and Done.
One more toast, and then we'll pay the bill.
Well, I consider myself to be an ABBA fan, but I must admit I've never heard that track before, when all is said and done. But I agree with Maeve, it's a beautiful song, and I'm really pleased you picked it, so a really good choice. Now, we're going a little bit further afield for this next dedication. In fact, we're going to the good old US of A, where we meet Heather Wallers. Now, Heather lives in Great Barrington in Massachusetts, and she'd like us to play a request for her dad, who she loves very much, and he lives in Copaic, which is in New York State, and a song that he's loved all his life, and it's actually from 1966. I thought I might have trouble getting this one, but apparently not. Amazon has everything you need, and this one is called Wabash Cannonball by Johnny Cash.
Ocean to the wide Pacific shore. She climbs the flowery mountains or the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome. She's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, she's from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. They'll carry him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
That was the Wabash Cannonball, which was requested by Heather for her dad, whose name is Herman, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that earlier. So there you are, two requests from abroad, one from Australia and one from the United States so far in this podcast. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we want to hear from you, and perhaps you can be part of the next People's Podcast. In order to get involved, all you have to do is send me an email with your name, the name of the person your request is for, and a song you would like me to play along with your message. The address is akipete57@gmail.com. If you don't have the means of writing that down at the moment, all you need to do is Google Acorn Community News or Lancashire Authors Association, go to the podcast page on either of those websites via the link and scroll down until you see my podcast. The email address is also on there. I'll also repeat the email address a little later on in this podcast. Right, now for my next request, and it comes from Linda Hooper, all the way up in Wester Ross in the Highlands of Scotland. Linda writes, "Hi Peter, having moved so far from my family and away from so many friends, especially those involved in the theatre, I'd like to play for them all The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow from Annie, please. It's cheesy, but the sentiment is just right for us all at the moment." Well, I found the original recording from the film version in 1982 sung by Aileen Quinn, who played the title role. So here's Tomorrow from Annie.
Tomorrow
That was Tomorrow by Aileen Quinn. Short and sweet, but very apt for the times we're living in at the moment, I'm sure you'll agree. Do you ever wonder what happened to these people that were in these movies as kids? Well, I actually did a bit of Googling this time and I found out that Aileen Quinn is now a professor of theatre at Monmouth University in New Jersey and is also the leading lady of a Los Angeles-based rock band called the Leaping Lizards. So there you go. You never know what life has in store for you, do you? My next request comes from a friend of mine called Dana Nador. Now, Dana is originally from America, but he's lived here for nearly 50 years now. And he also used to do podcasts with me at Lancashire Authors. It started off by actually doing a radio one on internet radio, but the station shut down. So that's where I got the idea to turn all these into podcasts, and that's what we've been doing ever since. He does most of the interviews on that particular podcast link, and I just do the mixing, but I do some as well. And what he's actually done is he's asked me for a request, which is one I asked him when he actually interviewed me for a podcast he did. I actually chose this song, and what he's saying is, can I request Happy by Pharrell Williams, dedicated to Peter Jones, who chose this song many moons ago as one of his favourites on my podcast. So thank you for that, Dana, and here it is, Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Clap along.
Well, that was Happy by Pharrell Williams. And when I chose that in that podcast many years ago, the reason I did is because it always makes me smile. And I think we all need a little bit of that this time, don't we? So I hope you all enjoyed that. But now we're back to requests. And this one is from Joanne McGloin from Oswaldwistle. And she says, my mum's name is Judith. She lives in Oswaldwistle. This song weirdly reminds us both of when I was younger and constantly had tonsillitis. Sounds like not a nice memory, but really makes us both laugh. Could you just tell her that me, Rob and Braden miss her very much? She means the world to us. I'll certainly do that, Joanne. So this is for Judith, and Judith, Joanne sends her love and this song, which is Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Thank you.
Well, that was Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. Arguably the best version of that song, although it was written by the singer-songwriter Prince. But for me personally, I like that one better. Right, on to the next request now. This one is for Judith Murphy. And Judith lives in Accrington. And she wants a request played for her sister Barbara and her husband Paul, her daughter Emma and her son Michael. And her message is, hoping that they all stay safe and well until we meet again. And she sends you all her love and this song, which hopefully will put a smile on your faces. Always look on the bright side of life. And it's by Monty Python, featuring Eric Idle. Thank you very much. After this, I'll come back to you with the email address again and one final song. Here it is, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Look on the bright side of life. When you're in the World Cup and all your hopes are up and everybody wants your team to win, and they go and let you down and come slinking back to town, it's time for this daft song to begin. So always look on the bright side of life. Cheer up. Next time. Always look on the bright side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow. So always look on the bright.
That was Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, sung by Eric Idle. And I hope you will agree that that's quite an apt thing that we need to all do at this time. I think a lot of the actual requests we've played today have all been very apt for the times we're living in at the moment, and hopefully things will only get better. And that sounds like another cue for a song. And by the way, the email address that you need is akipete57@gmail.com. So that's akipete57@gmail.com. And if you send me your request to that address, then you may be on the next one. Thank you. I would like to leave you with another song. This time it's one of my choice, and it's for all the frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, all the teachers, all the ambulance staff, all the police and fire services. In fact, everyone who's going out there and trying to keep us safe by providing us with bin removal, providing us with food from the supermarkets, and all the volunteers that are out there risking their health to help others stay indoors and stay well. We salute you all. Well, to introduce my last song, it was originally from a musical called Carousel, but when Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote this, I don't think they had any idea the impact this song would make on future generations. I mean, well, in the first place, Jerry and the Pacemakers picked it up in 1963 and made a big hit of it. And then Liverpool Football Club actually grabbed hold of it and made it their anthem. And from then on in, it's been an anthem for every time people are in adversity or struggling to do something or striving to get things right. It's been an anthem for them. And more recently, Captain Tom, who did that wonderful fundraising for the National Health Service, made a record with Michael Ball of this, and they're hoping to keep it at number one. It's at number one now on the downloads list, and they're hoping to keep it there until his 100th birthday, which would make him the only ever artist to have a number one hit on his 100th birthday. Well, good luck to Captain Tom, because he really deserves it. But the actual version I'm going to play today is the one I mentioned earlier, and it's by Jerry and the Pacemakers. So the song is You'll Never Walk Alone. Thank you. Here's hoping that you all stay safe and stay well, and that we can do this again soon. So goodbye for now.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on.